Well, Masechet Shabbos Daf Mem, we're starting on the Amud. So we had a kasha yesterday. We ended off yesterday by saying that we said like this: Rabbi Baruch Hanan, Rabbi Yochanan, said Lachak Rabbi Yehuda. Right, so there, Rabbi Yehuda said that Bechamin Asur Betzonen Mutar, and we had the Machria. We had the issue of the Machria, the Machroket, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, at the middle of Lamed Tamud Bet, where we said with regards to washing your body in water, that Rabbi Meir said asur to wash your body in hot water or cold water. Rabbi Shimon says mutar to wash your body. Rabbi Yehuda says you wash your body in hot water, you can't wash it in cold water. And Rabbi Chisda said the machlokes was a kli. And then we said that we had this masi in Tveria. Then we said alachok Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yochanan said alachok Rabbi Yehuda. And then the gemara was between Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosef and Rabba. Rabbi said alachok Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yosef said, was it beferush? Did you hear that from him directly, or did you understand it from a klal? When he brought the klal was that alachok was like the machria, except an example we saw with Rabbi Rabbi Akiva. We said other than the exception that we had already learned on Daf Kaftet, we had there about the wicks, where we said Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva, first he was a student, he was the Talmud, and also because he had already changed his mind and he had agreed the halacha was like Rabbi Yeshua. So now the Gemara says, Ve'imi chlalemai. So I saw interesting thing, I had a bit of time today, so I looked in the Chiddush HaRan, and the Chiddush HaRan, he says that this question of Ve'imi chlalemai, right, actually, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef have continued their conversation. So he says, and so what? And then he answers him, Dilma. He says, still not a proof. Why? Because honey mele matnitin, I'm a brighter law. This din might only apply with regards to Mishnahs. This idea of the klal, the halacha being like the machria. But not with regard to brighters. Okay? And what we saw yesterday was the Tanya. We learned a brighter. Lo yishtatef Adam. That Gemara there was a brighter on Daf Kuf Memvav, right? And it's brought from a Tosefta. So it says maybe this whole klal which you're quoting of the Loch Lakamachri, only in Mishnayot and not in brighters. And it's quite interesting. The Ran then goes into a whole thing about Rabbi Chia and the brighter and Rebbe and trying to explain why to make a difference between brighters and Mishnahs. But anyway, it's out of our scope. But then they came to the discussion. So he says, my brighter, no. He says, I'm a lay. So then the Gemara says, right? So then the Gemara says that this is the answer of Rachana to Rabbi Yosef. He says, Amalei, Ana beferush shemieli. I'm not coming with klalim over here. Because you're right, the klal might not be relevant to a brighter. I'm not answering about a klal. Beferush. And where do we hear this? Itmar. He said like this, Chamin shulchum erev Shabbat. Hot water that was heated up erev Shabbos. Rav amar lamacha rochetz ben kogufo. Ever. Rav says that tomorrow, on Shabbos itself, you can wash your whole body ever, limb by limb. Okay, one limb at a time. Ushmuel amar, lo hitu lichotz elepana v'dav raglav. And Shmuel says, no, you can only wash your hands and your feet and your face. So we got Rav over here telling us that you can wash your whole body one limb at a time. So the other Gemara brings a kasha, brings a brighter here, a kasha on Rav. Remember, Rav said you can wash your whole body. Right, so Rav who said, look at Rav said like this, Lamachar rochet ben kol gufo ever. Rav said specifically you can wash your whole body, limb by limb. Here we got a brighter, and the brighter says, remember Rav is a Tan, is an Amor, even though Rav Tana Palik, right, he was like the last of the Amoraim, the first of the Moraim. It's still, if we've got a brighter, even though Rav Tana Palik, we can use, Rav Ken Cholek, argue with the Tana, if we've got a brighter that supports Shmuel, so then it's difficult for Rav to say, well, I don't care about the brighter, right? Because that's what the Gemara still brings a brighter. The brighter is still in a Moraic source, and still has got a certain amount of leverage within the discussion, right? We could just simply say, well, what do we care? Rav doesn't agree with this brighter, but no, because the brighter is pretty clear taking the side of Shmuel. So the Bible brings a bright, and it says, Chamin shukhum Shabbat, water heated up in Shabbos, lemacha rochets ben panav yadav raglav, aval lo kol gufo. So the Gemara wanted to say, look, tiyufta de Rav. This is a tiyufta. Tiyufta means a refutation, right? Rav has been refuted. Rav said, kol gufo. The Bible says, particularly, lo kol gufo. The Gemara says, not a big deal. Amalei Rav would say like this to you. Lo, when the brighter says, panav yadav raglav lo kol gufo doesn't mean lo kol gufo your body. It means lo kol gufo barachat el ever ever. It's like what I said. You can wash your whole body, but not at one time. And that's what the brighter means, lo kol gufo, not your whole body. It means not your body at the same time. But you can wash your hand, your body, one limited limb. The Gemara said, wait a second, ha panav yadav raglav. Can it say specifically panav your face, your hands, and your legs? So what are you talking about, your whole body? He says, no, you misunderstood. Ka'ain panav yadav raglav. That's what the brighter means. The brighter means wash your whole body limb by limb, like you would wash your hands, your face, and your legs. But you wash your hands, and you wash your face, and wash your legs, just like you would wash each one independently, so too you wash your body limb by limb. Look at Rashi there. Rashi says there, Hani Rabbi Yochanan, Lachakri Rabbi Machriya, Machriya, Mishnah, Ka'ein Panav, Klomar, Kol Ever, Bifnei Atzmo, but the way you wash your body. So that is the first attempt at a Tiyuvta to Rav. Rav seems to have survived the Tiyuvta. Go on, tries again. Toshma, another brighter. Lohotiru Lirchotz Bechamin, Shukur Shabbat, and a panav and a raglav. Now here, it doesn't say your whole body or yes or not your body. It just says you only way all you can wash with water heated air Shabbos are your face, your hands, and your legs. So look at what I'm saying to Rav. Rav, what do you come? Yeah, it's specifically not your body. So Rav says now again. Hachidam, it's not to over here. Ka'ain panav yadav raglav. All you can learn from this over here is that it just means in the order that you just can't wash your body at one shot, but you can wash it limb by limb. Growing a brighter now to support Shmuel. Tanya Kavet Shmuel, a brighter that supports Shmuel. That's what we learned on the Dari Dalamatet. Right? Chamin Shehuchmu, yesterday's stuff. Chamin Shehuchmu Erev Shabbat. Water heated up Erev Shabbos. Lemachar Rochetz Bahen Panav Yadav Raglav. Aval Lo Kol Gufo Ever Ever. Yeah, the brighter is very specific. It says you can only wash your hands, your face, and your feet, and you can't wash your whole body, right? Limb by limb. Now this is a brighter, very straightforward. There's no misunderstanding this brighter. And the Gemara, and the, I'm not sure if the brighter, the Gemara says, V'ayin tzarich lomar chamin shukhu b'yom tov. If even you mention chamin shukhu b'yom tov, if it's Shabbos warmed up, Erev Shabbos, we already learned yesterday that on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, you only use water that was heated to for cooking, for drinking purposes. If it was heated for drinking, then you could do it for washing. Right? So the brighter say, not even, we don't have to mention water Erev Yom Tov, it's pashut. So now we have a little bit of a problem. Right? Now the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Matel Hashmaita Derav Bahai Lishna. So that was version number one. Version number one was that Rav said that you can, I'm going back quickly, four lines from the top. Chamin Shuchmu Reshabbos, Rav Amar Lemach Arach Tzvein Kol Gufo Ever Ever. That was the first version we learned, and we brought two Tiyuvtas, and then we survived, and we brought a brighter, we supported Shmuel. So it seems like the halacha is not like Rav, that you can't wash your whole body. Now the Gemara brings version number two. It says, Rabba Matel Hashmaita Derav Bahai Lishna. Rav is a slightly different way of learning this loshon. It's like this. Chamin Shehuchmu Me'erev Shabbat. Right? Lemachar Amarav. Right, so if you put your finger there, if you actually look at the fourth line of the Mishnah at the top of the Amud, you just follow word by word, you see the difference. Chamin Shukhu Emev Shabbat, so forth, same thing. Lemachar Amarav, right, so Lemachar Rochin, Rochetz, Rochetz Ben Kol Gufo, Umeshayer Ever Echad. So as opposed to the first version, he said, Rav Amar Lemachar Rochetz Ben Kol Gufo Ever Ever, here he's saying that tomorrow you can wash your whole body as long as you leave out one limb. So it's pretty straightforward over here. Then Rav can't come along now and say, no, I meant this or I didn't mean that. Rav's telling you what you can do. You can wash your whole body as long as you leave out one limb. And then now the Gemara says, Eitivei kol hanei tiyuvta. Now we ask the same three questions we asked already. Right, that first Meitivei, which said, Lemach rotz avalo kol gufo. And then we ask, and then we had another one, Toshma, Loi Tiru Lichotz Bechamin Shukhu Bechamin Shukhu Bechamin Shukhu Bechamin Shukhu Bechamin Shukhu Bechamin Shukhu. And then we said, Nani Tanakim Etem Shmuel, Chamin Shukhu Bechamin 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 Shukhu. All those three kashas we can ask again on Rav now, according to this new version of how Rabbi learns it. And what it says, Eitivei Kole Hanit Yuf, look at Rashi, Uleike Nishnuye Kain Panav and Rav Glav. And now Rav can't answer this time round. No, what I really meant was just the same way you only wash your hand and your face and your leg limb by limb, so to wash your body limb by limb. Taha kol gufo yachad kamar chutz mi'erechad. Because Rav says in this bright, according to Rabba, that the whole limud is your whole body except for one limb. Right, so we can't. We haven't got that limud anymore of ka'ein yadav raglav panav. Doesn't apply. We said your whole body except for one limb. So the Gemara says tiyufta. This is a proper tiyufta. So now, once we saw that the version of how Rabba learned it is different to how we thought beforehand, all those tiyuftas are now good tiyuftas, and Rav is essentially bounced out. And what we have here is Halacha like Shmuel at this moment. Rabbi, what did Shmuel say? Lo hitu lechos ela panav da raglav. Full stop. You only wash your hands, your leg, and your face. So Amalei Rav Yosef la Abaya. Remember, we learned the other day already. We saw this before, that Abaya lived with Rabba. That Rabba brought Abaya up. Remember, we said that Rabba was Rabba Bar Nachmani, and he called Abaya Nachmani. And we said Abaya could be, it was short for Abba. It was that they had a common, that it was his nephew, and his father had died, and the grandfather, the same father, and he called him after his father, his grandfather. Bottom line is, whatever the reason was, Abaya grew up in Rabba's home. So now, Rav Yosef and Rabba, who were contemporaries, and we also learned this at the end of Horayot, that Rabba became the Rosh Yeshiva, right? There was Rav Yosef, was supposed to be Shiva, and then we had the Machlok, they remember about Oker Harim. Remember that Gemara I'm talking about, anybody? And of Horayot, right, Rav Yosef were contemporaries, and then Rabbi became the Rosh Shiva first, and then he died, and Rav Yosef after him. So now, see, like, this is already after Rabbi had died. Rav Yosef says to Abaya, who grew up in Rabbi's house, he says, "Mi ka'avid kashmaita de Rav? Did Rabbi really paskin alocha like Rav? That you could wash your whole body?" Now look at Rashi. He says, "Mishum de gal Abaya ubeit Rabbi bar Nachmani shaya rosh kodem le Rav Yosef." Because Abaya lived, grew up in Rabbi bar Nachmani's house, who was Rosh Yeshiva before Rav Yosef became Rosh Yeshiva, who made to the Rabbi died. So haya shaya Rav Yosef, echaya roehu noheg. So Abaya asked Rav Yosef asked Abaya how he saw Rabbi, how did he behave? Mi avid keshmaite de Rav, baha milta de rechitza. Did he do like this? Did he mamish paskal locha like Rav? So he answers him, Amalei lo yadana. Is that dana? Quite strange. You'd imagine that a guy grew up in your house. If one of you had asked me, right, what my father did Erev Shabbos, so even though I left South Africa when I was 27, whatever, I'd have a pretty good answer, right? So he says, lo yadana. So the Gemara says, yeah, mighty baile. Right, so mighty baile. Now look at Rashi, interesting thing. What this question is answering, what are we talking about? Rashi says, yeah. Rashi says, shita de hashas pirchile. This is the Gemara answering. This is not a question material of Yosef anymore, Abaya. This is the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, what's going on over here? It says, pshita de lo avid, daha ot itutav. So it's pashrit and do like Rav, why? Daha itutav, itutav. We just saw a tiyufta. We had a tiyufta, double tiyufta, tiyufta, tiyufta. We wiped out Rav. Halacha is not like Rav. We prove halacha like Rav. The Gemara said, what do you mean that he paskin like Rav, the Rav do like Rav? It was clear that Rav was bounced out. That Rav's halacha wasn't accepted. How would Abai even think that Rav did like Rav? So the Gemara says that even though we don't really know that you use the brackets, around brackets, I want to read you the round brackets. Even though the Masorah Shas says that the Rashal takes it out. Dilma, the Gemara says, Lo Shemile. Maybe, what do you mean Lo Shemile? Maybe Rabba never knew about this Tiyuftas that had been knocked out. Right? That's what the Gemara I think he's saying over here. Right? So now, the Gemara says, another question, Ve'i Lo Shemile. Which says, okay, now, one second. What are our possibilities here? On the one hand, we could say, did Rabba hold like Rav? So he said, no, maybe he never held like Rav. In fact, we'd say, definitely hold like Rav because there were tiyuftas. So the Gemara said, okay, maybe he never even knew about these tiyuftas. So the Gemara is saying, ve'i lo, look at Rashi, ve'i lo shemile, right, amai mesapt le Rav Yosef. Then if Rabba hadn't heard these tiyuftas, then why has Rav Yosef even got a havamina that Rabba didn't hold like Rav? Vada Avid. He says, that's Pashut, that he did hold like Rav. Right? Why would he think that he held like Rav? Look at Rashi for a second. Havada Avid Rabba b'chol milek Rav. Because he passed across the board like Rav. Rav was Rabba's posek. And therefore, if we don't know that he never did like Rav, then it's Pashut that Rabba would do like Rav. Right, Vada Amar Abaya, because Abaya himself said, the Gemara quotes Abaya over here, And we learned this on Daf Kaf Bet. We already learned this before when we had this previous discussion about Rabba and Abaya. We mentioned there the discussion about that he grew up in his house. Damar Abaya, ko mili damar. Everything that Mar did, right? And who's Mar? Mar, for Abaya's purposes, is Rabba. Is there Rashi there? My Tabala, Losh Milev, Irosh, Hi, Vada Avid. You look at Aha Ava Rabba, Becho Milev Karav. He's everything like Rav, Avid Karav. Bar Mehanekla, Avid Shu, except for three things, he says. He did everything like, he passed like Rav in every single aloha, except for three alohas. And what were they? Meitilin, me begged, we learned this the other day. Meitilin, me begged, take tzitzit from one begged, I mean, he said he could take tzitzit from one to the other. He could take tzitzit from an old begged to a new begged. Umadlikim and al Chanukah, we learned that he could light from one candle to the next. And he said, Halachak Rabbi Shimon, Begreira. And he held like Rabbi Shimon Begreira, right? That's a Melochash and a Tricha Gufo, remember? Or Davashan mit Kaven. I'm not sure exactly what one of them. I think Davashan mit Kaven. When you dragged the bench there, and you didn't intend to make a furrow, right? So Davashan, I think Davashan mit Kaven. Maybe Rashi actually mentions it. Abad Abid, Bechum, no, Rashi doesn't remember. Anybody got a note there? What was an example there? Rabbi Shimon Begreira, I think it was Shalom mit Kaven. Okay. So now, it seems to be Pashut. Hey, that was the case. Rav would have held like Rabba. A Rabba would have held like Rav. So the Gemara says, no. Rav Yosef, yeah, I could be honest. He says, no. Kechumre Rav Avid, kekule de Rav lo Avid. With regard to Chumres of Rav. Look at Rashi. Kechumre Rav Avid. Bar mehane klat Chumre. Other than these three Chumres, did all chumras he paskin like Rav? Avak a kulei de Rav, ikka de lo avi. There are plenty kulis like Rav he never did. Vaha kulin, this is a kula over here, right? Which said that you could go and wash your whole body with water. It's a kula, it's not a chumra, right? Vadil me lo avi. And therefore, maybe he didn't paskin halocha like Rav in this case, okay? So we've got an interesting, nice sort of overview here for a second about Rav, about Rabbi himself. Right? The Rabbi was machmir like Rav, but not necessarily make you like Rav. So when he said he did all the chumras of Rav, but all the kulas of Rav, then he chose not to do it. It's quite interesting because I think we've got a halacha, right? Behila Beit Shammai, you shouldn't do all the kulas of Behila, the chumras of Beit Shammai, the kulas of Beit, something like it. Which is interesting that Rav Bach, for some reason, felt that he could paskin like Rav on the chumras, he never paskin like on the kulas. I suppose maybe he was machmir when Rav was makil. And they didn't worry about. But when Rav was Machmir, he was Machmir like Rav, other than in those three places. Okay, that makes a bit more sense. Okay, Gory carries on. Tarabanan. While we're on this discussion now about bathing on Shabbos. So Merchat Shepakakun Nekavabimir Shabbos. So now they've got these bathhouses. Right, what does it mean Shepakakun Nekavav? Nikvav, look at Rashi there. Shelo Yatzeh Chamimutol, they'd seal it up. Right, they heat up these bathhouses and then seal them Erev Shabbos so they stay hot. Right? Le Motzei Shabbos rochets bo miyad. On Motzei Shabbos, it was Erev Shabbos, the waters were sealed and they were hot. They weren't heated on Shabbos, heated Erev Shabbos, but they were maintained hot till Motzei Shabbos. You can go straight to it. I already mean miyad. Rashi, I think, says over here. Ve'en tzarich lamtin b'chdei she'yaseh. We saw this already before. There's a concept, we discussed this before. There's a klal on Shabbos of b'chdei she'yaseh. B'chdei she'yaseh means the amount of time that it would take you to do the melocha. So there's some place where Chachamim were konesh, they gave you a knas. Chachamim basically just penalized you in order not to allow you to get any hana'a benefit from the melocha on Shabbos. That, you know what, it's not asur, but you can't use it until after Shabbos in the time it would have taken you to start the whole act after Shabbos. So you got no benefit whatsoever that was done on Shabbos. Here what they're saying is it was heated up Erev Shabbos. It was blocked, the rooms were tightly sealed, the water remained hot, the room stayed hot. You can go there straight away to the Shabbos, you have to worry and wait b'chdei she'yaseh. That's really what they want to say. Not a problem at all, you can just straight away. Right? Lishna, Rashi, okay, listen, that's good enough, I think it's good enough for our purposes. Right? Now the same idea, if they sealed the Erev Yontif, right? So then, lemachar nichnas u'mezia, on Yontif itself, if Erev Yontif it was heated up and the rooms were sealed, on Yontif itself you can go in there and sweat. It's like a Turkish bath. Okay, you can't go into the water, but you can go stand in the room there and sweat. Ve'yotze, and you go to Mishtatep of Beit Achitza, you can go wash yourself in the outer room where it's clear to everybody that you weren't using the hot water. Okay, obviously like buckets of water there, whatever the case was. Rashi is the Bishabi and Chitzon, Shriv Nea Merchat, Velo Betocha Merchat, or either both as Shiro Yamuru Chetzu could amend the Asherit or Chitza, Aval Hazia, he told allowed you to sweat on your Antif, Velach, he said, had sweating works at Rashi, or made or Yosef and Amecha, you sit and stand in the bath house, and not ten Maima, you don't have any water on you, Vahu Mitchamemu Mezi, you get hot and you sweat. Okay. So Amr Rav Yehuda, Maaseh B'Merchat Shel B'nei Brak. Now Rav Yehuda brings a Maaseh Rav here. Now, I don't know if I've said it in this since we started this round, but it's important to mention within I think Shmuel HaKatan at the end of the Masechet Brachot, look at the end, you've got a whole Klalei Ashas. In one of the Klalim he brings there is a Maaseh. The concept of Maaseh in Gemara learning is very relevant. Maaseh has a high standing. The Gemara brings a Maaseh, an act that actually took place. Right, so that's sometimes more important than learning halacha, because there you see how the chacham actually behaved. So you see their actions in practice. Right, there's a famous book about the Vilna called Maaseh Rav. Even written now, the Talmidim wrote down what he did. So it's more important to see what a person does than to read what they say, because you know, do what I say, not as I do. Well, in this case, it's do as I do, and not necessarily what I say. Right, so Maaseh is very important. So what brings a Maaseh over here? There's only one little problem with this Maaseh. Look at the Maaseh. Said like this, Maaseh b'merchatz shel b'nei brak, shepikakuni kamei yodomtev, they filled up Erev Yontev, they sealed Erev Yontev. Lemacha, the next day, nichnas Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Rabbi Akiva, right? It seemed like it was Motzei Pesach, right? They were in b'nei brak. Exactly, this is the story, Rabbi Elazar ben Akiva in b'nei brak, right? That's the Maaseh in the Haggadah. They were in b'nei brak. The next day, they went to the bathhouse. They'd been up the whole night, they came home and said, Rabbi, now he has a bunch of shacharit, they daven shacharit, and they went off to the bathhouse. Okay, v'hiziyubo, v'yatzu, v'nishtu v'nachitzon. And they went and they washed exactly like we said. Ela, there's one slight difference over here. Shechamin shelo mechupin b'nesarim. The boards, the actual bath itself, where they could have bathed, had been sealed over with big boards of wood. So there was no way they could have a bath. So now you might think that the only time you're allowed to go into a bathhouse to sweat is if the bath itself is sealed over. And that's why the Gemara is mentioning the story. And the Gemara says, Kesheba, davar et livnei chachamim, and when the chachamim heard about the story, they said, afa pi she'ein chamin shelo mechupin b'nesarin, right? You could still use it even though the boards hadn't been washed. And that's not essential part of the story, the boards. Right? Then the Gemara says, evo misheravu avrei aveira hitchil lesor. But when the aveira started, we'll come to the same, we mentioned the other day, right? The gzeiro b'amer chatzot, or the balanim, right, then they said it makes no difference. Once the people started sinning, look at Rashi Avia says, even stopped allowing you to sweat. Now Gemara explains, Ambatio Chil Krachin, right, a Krach is a big city, right? Ambatio Chil Krachin, because it's from Megiddo, right? The Megiddo is in the Krachin and the Kfarim different. The Krachin with the markets were a big city. Metayel Bahen Ve'eino Choshesh. Right? So he said over here, I think it's Sam Breiter. Ambatio Chil Krachin, look at Rashi over here. Ambatio Chil Krachin, Batei Merchatz Gedolim. Metayel Bahen, Malech Betuchan, Lefi Darko, Velo Lehazia. So I don't know, either they were walking through them, and it was like a thoroughfare to get from one side to the other, I'm not sure. Or maybe it was just like a tourist attraction to go and see these big bathhouses, and you could go for a walk. I'm not sure if anybody's got a note there of what its specific example is. The bottom line is that they're very big bathhouses, and there's other reasons to be there. So there's no problem to walk through, even though I see Steve's got his finger on the button. You want to say something, Steve?
Yeah, Steinsalt says that the bathhouses in the big cities consist of several large rooms. It's customary to walk through them for purposes other than bathing. The heating in most of these bathhouses was under the floor, so simply walking through the bathhouse would cause one to sweat.
Okay, so they had some other reason to be there. Okay, I'm not sure. It still hasn't explained to us why. Yeah. Right, but okay. Right. Okay, right. So now, the Gemara says, right, so now Gemara says like this. If we saw a few seconds ago, I went over very quickly. So it said, Omisheravu Ovrei Aveira. Once the Ovrei Aveira, the sinners, started being more prominent, right? So then they forbade sweating. So Gemara says, "My Ovrei Aveira." What does this mean, Ovrei Aveira, the sinners? He said, "Amar Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara." Betchila hayuro chatzin b'chamin shukur v'shabbat. Originally, Chacham allowed you to even bath in these bathhouses Erev Shabbos. I mean, on Shabbos, they were heated up Erev Shabbos. Then itchilu abalanim. The balanim is likute Rashi over here, which brings a Gemara Moed Katan. It says balan shomer bed amerchas, like the people who run the bathhouses. Umesham shan bed amerchas v'notel mikol echatzra. They're basically the ones who take the money and they're the guys who are in charge. Like you have a mikvah today, balanit, right? The woman who checks your wife, which you got a mikvah called balanit. Same idea, balanim, a male balanit, right? So Meir Shabbos itchilu abalanim lechamem b'Shabbos v'omrim Meir Shabbos uchmu. They said, you know what? We actually heated it up Erev Shabbos. Don't worry. But already it happened on Shabbos. Chamin said, Ashur lachamin. Then they said, you know what? You can't bath in hot water, legamre. But it turns out that now you start to sweat. V'adayin ha'yuruchatzin b'chamin. But people used to, v'omrin mezinanu, people used to go and bath. And walk out, no, we just went for a sweat. Right? Yuruchatzin shuchmu v'erev, but it was always Erev Yontif, right? They never ever actually... people wouldn't go and sweat and bath on waters on Shabbos. This was particularly Erev Yontif. Rashi makes the point. Now, I'm not sure everyone agrees with Rashi, but Rashi's going to pains here to say that these guys weren't so bad. Because the halacha really is that you can Erev Yontif, the water heated up, you can use it on Yontif. It's kind of made a problem because of Shabbos. They said on Shabbos they were warming up the water and they were actually saying Erev Yontif, Erev Shabbos. So then people would still go and bath on Yontif with water warmed, Erev Yontif, but just walk out and say, ach, we just sweated. The next you go on Shabbos, if you look at Rashi, right? The next you go on Shabbos with the water. When the Balanim were heating the water on Shabbos, people seemed to pay attention to that. But they went on Yontif. Then, Ashur and Razaya, then they said, you know what? Sweating is also forbidden now. V'itiru chamei taveria, but they're still allowed chamei taveria. V'adayna yurochatzim chamei ha'ur, but still they would use water heated on a fire. And they say, no, we only went to do chamei teveria water. Then Asher afilu chamei teveria. Then they say, you know what, Asher chamei teveria. However, he tiren ratzon. They say, you could bath in cold water. Ra'ush ein davar omed lahen. Then Chamim saw this wasn't working. People were not obeying what was going on. It was difficult. Look at Rashi over there. Sh'ein davar omed. Shlo ayu tzibur yecholin nekabel mitoch shashu lehem et hakol. They said, no, wait, you couldn't anything now. It was cold water. They couldn't sweat. You couldn't bath. You couldn't anything. So now he tirein chamei teveria, they allowed chamei teveria, v'zeya bimkoma omer, v'zeya was still stayed asur. So bottom line is chamei teveria, chachamim allowed you to use chamei teveria. The whole machloket yarishonim, by the way, what chamei teveria is, according to the Rambam, there's mamash fires there in the ground that are burning up, water, heating up these waters. I saw one explanation that chamei teveria is from the mabul. I don't know where I saw this. I think in the Daf notes, actually. That in Chamei Teveria, that from after the Mabul, when Hashem opened up all the crevices in the world to flood the land, there was hot water was let out. And he closed up most of these openings, but left some of them. And that's why you got these hot springs. All over the world you got them, by the way. You got them all over Europe. You got these hot springs. A lot of places where hot water comes out of the ground. Okay. So Amar Rava. Hi, man, da avad ad Rabbanan. So now look at this. The Rav is a completely different halacha, right? Completely no connection. Hai man da avar adirabanan. Anybody who's over on his surim of derabanan, shari le mikre le avar yana. You can call him an avar yana, sinner. He says, come on. Like, who he had? Where do we get that from? He says, ki hai tana. Right? Like this tana over here. Right? Look at Rashi. Da amalel. Mishit chilu ovrei avera. So this whole issue was issue Rabbanan. And what we said, once these guys started being Ovrei Avaryanim, Ishrabu Avaryanim, which was all issue Rabbanans, they were called an Avaryan. And therefore, he says from there, you could even call a person of issue Rabbanan an Avaryan. Okay, Gemara carries on like this. We saw in the Brighter, Ambatyot Shel Krachim, Metayel Bahim and Choshen. We see they've got these big bathhouses of the cities. You can wander around them, tour around, you don't have to worry about it whatsoever. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Dafka Krachim. That's specific to the big cities. But the Kfarim, no. But if you go into these small bathhouses, in little towns, little villages, you can't. My time, why not? He says, Kevin and Dezun, they're very small. Nafish Havlayu, the heat is very hot. Look at Rashi Umezia. So in these big bathhouses, big city ones, chances you're going to sweat, you're not going to sweat. You're a little hot, but you're not going to sweat. But in these small ones, which are very closed up and tight, you walk inside there, you're going to start sweating straight away. Now we're discussing a whole lot of different halachas here about what you can and can't do with heat on Shabbos. We got a brighter. So now you can stand there. There's a fire. You can stand next to the fire, get a bit hot, and then go and wash yourself with cold water. Suppose, you see, Chachamim were very taken up with this idea. We, I think, a bit more removed, even though I've got a sauna at home personally. But, I mean, it's not like a real culture. You know, you're like sweating and all this. But they were very, very, very taken up with it. So they had to find ways now to raise and to reduce their body temperature all the time. So he said, but he must do it the other way around. He mustn't first wash himself in cold water and then go stand opposite the fire. Why? He says, because there he's actually heating up the water on him. He's heating up the water. I got a problem. Heat up the water. You could end up boiling the water. Now you're over on Bishul. Tell me now, the another brighter. Alontit. This is talking about a hot water bottle. Okay, we think it's a new invention, right? Look at this. Mechem adam. Rashi says mechem adam mechamem. You can heat up alontit. Rashi says alontit is a tiula. Now I think a tiula is like a towel. Similar word to towel, right? Like a towel, like a magevit, right? Venerely beggar chemistab ginboy. So the beggar that basically soaks up the water. The bechol duchter karile alontit. A towel, like we call a towel. Right, look, this is the word tiula. Right, you can put it onto your intestines on Shabbos. You heat up this towel, and you can put it on your intestines. Rashi says, "Ma'ayim keshu chash b'me'av mitchamin lo kli or beged u'menicho shamuel." When your intestines are a bit uncomfortable, you can take a kli or a beged or anything, heat it up, and put it onto your rest it against your body. V'vach lo yaviu kumkumus shemayim cham. But you mustn't actually bring a kettle, right? A kettle itself. Rashi says, So Rashi says, why not? Because if you bring the kettle, the actual urn of water, you might spill it on you and end up washing yourself with hot water on Shabbos. But that's what Rashi said. But the Gemara actually says, it's dangerous. Bring boiling hot water to you, next to you, you can burn yourself. You know, there's a cloud. We say, Sakanta chamura mi'isura. There's a cloud in halakha like that. If something is dangerous, right, we're more concerned, even if it's asur. So it might be mutar, but if it's dangerous, it becomes asur as well. Chamira sakanta mi chamira isur sakanta chamira mi isur. It's important to remember that cloud, right? So like I was saying, even if it might be mutar, the Rashi tells us it might not be mutar because you might spill and watch yourself. But even if you be careful not to, it's still dangerous and you shouldn't do it. Turn another bright to Mevi Adam Kiton Mayim. You can bring like a flask of water. Put next to a flame, and you've got a fire in your house. Right, you can't leave it there long enough that it's going to get hot. But you can't boil the water. If it's very cold and it comes out of the fridge, and you want to just get rid of the too cold for you, so you can put it there. Look at Rashi, the can't leave it long enough to cook. Right, he says that it needs to get a little bit more room temperature. Rabbi Yudah Omer Mevi'ah Yishah Pach Shoshem. Rabbi Yudah now says, now we're going to see a machloket. Just pay attention, Avia. We've got a machloket, Avia. So Tanakama says you can bring a kiton of mayim and put it next to the flame, not to heat it up, but to get rid of the sharp coldness. Rabbi Yudah Omer Mevi'ah Yishah Pach Shoshem. He said you can bring like a little flask of oil, umenichato keneged amudur, and leave it next to the fire. Not to cook it, and right? So he says that Tanakama mentions water. Rabbi Yehuda says you can also use oil. Same idea. Sheyiv shor here means that you expunge a bit of the heat. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rashbag says, Isha sacha yada shemen. She can like rub her hands with oil. And then she can put her hands next to the fire. Right, she can't put the whole pot of oil, right? You're gonna rub the, and then she can rub it over her baby. And she doesn't have to worry. Look at Rashi for a second. He says over there, sachiyado, aval hafshiro bepach kederech shozeh b'chol lo Upalig ad Rabbi Yehuda. Machloket Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no problem. Stick the pach of shem in there and it'll warm up. Rashbag says, no. The most you could do is take it out, rub it on your hands, put your hands like this to the fire, and then go and rub your kid. You can't actually leave the bottle there. So Ibayelei, the Gemara asks a kasha. Shemen mahu letanakama. What's the Tanakama? For Tanakama, they mention shemen. Tanakama, he mentions water. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, they discuss shemen. The Gemara's question now is, what is Rabbi is the Tanakama's view with regard to shemen? Now, just purely out of interest, I don't think there's anything in here other than just paying, noticing it. It struck my attention. If you go back to Lamed Chet Amud Aleph for a second, remember Lamed Chet Amud Aleph, we had over there a question. We said there, if you look at three lines from the top of the Amud, where we had the case there about the Machar Nafak Darshto Amavashal B'Shabbat. This was a question over here where we said that Rabbi Chia asked Ba'o Minayim Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, asked Rabbi Chia Bar Abba a question. If you left a kedera on top of the stove Erev Shabbos and then it got cooked on Shabbos, what do you do with the food? Remember that sugya? And we said, Ishtik v'lam alom, and he never answered. The next day, Nafak Darish, he said, like a Zabasu b'Shabbos b'Shogeg Yachal, it was a mistake to eat. B'mezid lo yachal v'lo shna. He said, Mavashal b'Shabbos. He never answered about if you left it there. And then we explained that if you left it there, he said, it makes no difference. And we said, what does it make no difference? Is it Asur or Mutar? And then we had Rabbah say, and Rav Yosef both said that he meant lo shna, that it was lehetairi, it was Mutar. Right? And then we had Rabbi and Rav Yosef who both said Mutar, and Rav Nachman who said, Rav Yitzchak said it's Le'isura. That when he said they lost not, it is Le'isur. Remember that? Anybody remember that sugya? Right? You remember that sugya? Okay? Anyway, the whole machloket up and forth, Hetaira, Le'isura, we're trying to be examples to prove that it, what does it mean? And we had Akashia because we brought a brighter, and yeah. We had Rabbi and Rav Yosef, we both said Lisura, and we had over there, who was it again? What did I mention there? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who said Lehetaira. Now, why is it interesting? Because the Gemara brings the exact same machloka between the three people, and they take the same stance. It's a completely different sugi altogether. But we've got over here as well. So our question here is, what does Tanakama say with regards to oil? Tanakama was quiet with regards to his question clear. All right? So the Gemara says like this. Rava v'Rav Yosef, Tamei Travau le'etaira. They both say, exactly as in the previous answer. Both of them agree that Tanakama, as far as he's concerned, is that oil is le'etaira. Look at Rashi, le'etaira. Le'etaira, my da'as Rabbi Yehuda b'shem and b'shul shari Tanakama. When Rabbi Yehuda says you can't stick oil there to get hot, just to mafshir, Rabbi Tanakama says no problem. Umayim dafka naka, why did he choose dafka mayim? Veloshe yechamu, de'yash ben b'shul. Because water, there's b'shul of Hashem, and afin shayat solele, da'ayinu b'shul, Rabbi Yehuda shari la Tanakama. So what's going on? As far as Tanakama is concerned, according to Rabbi and Rav Yosef, there's no b'shul with regards to oil. Yad Soleret Bo, that measure, we'll see in a minute what Yad Soleret Bo, your hand becomes burnt. We'll see what that means in a second, Yad Soleret Bo. That is a measure of cooking for water, as far as Tanakama is concerned, but not oil. Rabbi Yehuda says, even oil. That's Rabbi Yehuda says, that you can't leave the bottle in the Chameim, only just leave short. Right? So that is Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Shem Rabbi Yehuda Yad Soleret Bo, Mutar. And the Gemara says, Ksava Tanakama, Shemen Ein Bo Mishum Bishu. Vat Rabbi Yehuda Lemaimar, Shemen Yesh Bo Mishum Bishu. They have shero, lo zehu bishulo. However, if you leave it there just lafshir to get a little bit warmer, that's not called bishul, as far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned. And then we had the third level in the machloket, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Va'atar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel le'meimar, shemen, why he said, you can only take it and put it on your hands, put your hands in front of the fire. He says, no, shemen yeshu mishum bishul, like Rabbi Yehuda. They have shero, zehu bishulo. But he goes one stage further and says, that even just cooling it down, heating it up from a very cold state, that's already good enough to be considered cooking. So we've got three according to Rav and Rav Yosef. We've got that Tanakama says no problem. Yad Soredepo is not Bishul as far as oil is concerned. And then we explain how's the whole brighter work. He says no problem, do whatever you want with oil. Rav comes along, Rabbi Yehuda, and says no, there is Bishul, but just leave it there and warming it up is not called Bishul. And Rashbag's even more machmir and says even warming it up a little bit is already Bishul. It's much more chamur than water. That is how Rabbi and Rav Yosef explained the answer. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar li Sura, exactly like our previous answer, which we saw there on Daf Lamed Chet. He said, li Sura, what does it mean li Sura? Look at Rashi. Li Sura. I skipped over a couple of Rashis. Li Sura, Amra Tanakama le Shemen. Right? Amra Tanakama le Shemen Damiyahu. The Shari Lavshir of Hashemen Hef Shozeo Bishulo. So it says, no, it says Shemen's also like water. Right, that you can mafshir it, but you can't cook it. Look over here. Shemen af b'she'ein ha'yad soledepo asur. Even if it hasn't got to yad soledepo, it's already asur. K'sav ha'shemen yesh b'shul b'shul v'shul zeh b'shulo. So according to Nach, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, the Tanakam is more chamur. He says that even the hefshiro is b'shulo. But Rabbi Yehuda le'maymar, hefshiro lo zeh b'shulo. So here in this way, Rabbi Yehuda is more makil than Tanakama. And it seems to be now, so we've got basically a two machloket. We've got Tanakamu says, Hefshero Bishulo. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hefshero lo Bishulo, he's more makil. And then Rashbag says again, Hefshero Bishulo. Which seems to imply that he's holding like a green at Tanakama, right? So what's he doing in the Mishnah? Why are there three opinions if there are only two? That's the wrong question. Rashbag, Hainu Tanakama. What's a chidush? Rashbag's not telling us anything new. Same as Tanakama. So the verse is now, Ika Beinahu Kela Achar Yad. That's the difference. Kelachar is doing it in a different way. Look at Rashi. Ika Beinahu Kela Achar Yad. Dele Tanakama Afilu Ayidei Shinoi Asur. So according to that, it was more chamur. We had Rab Tanakama said completely Asur. Even if you just rub your hands like this and hold them against the flame, Asur even Kela Achar Yad. Rabbi Yehuda says that Hefshiro is not Bishul, he's a bit more makil, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is more make machmir than Rabbi Yehuda, but more make than the Kami. He says, no, Klachayad is okay, you can do it. That's how we see the machloket being answered that way. So now the Gemara says, okay, we've quoted all this time, Yad Soledet. So he says, Vahechidami Yad Soledet. What does it mean, Yad Soledet, bo? Right, Rashi says, Vahechidami Salud. What does it mean, Salud? So he says, like this, Amarav Rechava. If you pour it onto the stomach of a baby and the stomach gets burnt, that would be considered yad soledet. Hot enough to burn a baby, if you pour it onto their stomach, that would be yad soledet. Now, obviously, I don't advise anyone to go and test it, right? But Rabbi Yitzchak, now we're going to Maase. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Dimi, Pamachat, Ichnasti Achar Rabbi Leben Amerchatz. I went after Rabbi Yehuda Nasim to Ben Amerchatz. Ubikashla Niach Lo Pach Shel Shemin Baambati. Right, and I asked him if I can put a little jar of shemen, of oil, into an ambati. What's an ambati? Look at Rashi over here. So ambati could go and break us over karka shamayil sin shalom nesfin. Imagine you got imagine that the bath was like a dig out in the ground, and on the side you had like some like little great, like I don't know, like wedges in the ground, right, on the floor, and the water spilt out over the merchats and like ran to like little pools around. Basically, it's still connected to the bath, and it's water heated away from the bath, and it's now being like a little pool, like a little, what's it I'm thinking of, like, I don't know, like, you know, in Clifton Beach, you got those, like the rocks, like, imagine like that sort of idea, right? Not Clifton, Seapoint, sorry, right? So he said, that was his question, right? Can I stick it in there? So he said, Rashi says over there, I'm Bati, right? Could go and break, right? He says, Va'amarli, what did he say to me? Tol, bekli, shiny, v'tain. Says, don't stick the oil right into the water itself. Take a kli shani, fill the water up with something else, and then put that into the water, into this kli. Let's see where we start to hear concept now of Shabbos. Kli rishon, kli shani, right? The bath is on the fire, it's a kli rishon. Now take a kli shani, fill up hot water that was boiled in the bath, and put the oil into that water there. Look at Rashi there, tuba kli shani. Take out of the water, the klisheini. She started a new man, it gets a little bit cold. The klisheini, says Rashi, ain't no mevashel. Important klal. Klisheini doesn't cook. And then put this little thing of this jar of oil into that second kli. This actual crevice here on the ground, which is coming from out of this hot spring or out of this bath, chashiv la kekli rishon shenir tochuvo. It's considered the kli rishon. It's on the fire. Sheafapi sheheviru me'al ha'ur mevashel. Important, Rashi says, kli rishon, even though it's not no longer on the fire itself. If you got your soup of pot, your pot of soup on the stove every Shabbos, and you take the pot of soup off the stove, that's a kli rishon. If it's still boiling hot, and you then dip bread into it, you got a problem. It's mevashel. It's called a kli rishon shusar me'alesh. It's no longer on the fire, but it's still got the status of being a kli rishon that will cook. Obviously, if it's cooled down and it's freezing cold, it can't cook. Talk about if it's at a heat that it can cook. If you take your ladle, and you now take it out with the ladle will in most circumstances, or in some circumstances, be a kli sheni. There's a problem, just by the way, if your ladle goes in and out, it could actually become a kli rishon as well, because it becomes so hot from being in and out the pot all the time, your ladle could be a kli rishon as well. But let's say you just use it once. Take a ladle, take the soup out, and you pour the soup into your plate. Your plate's now already a kli shlishi. If you use the ladle once, if you use the ladle multiple times, the pot becomes a kli rishon, the ladle becomes a kli rishon as well, and the pot becomes a kli sheni. So then you've got a problem with croutons, for example. Complicated. Anyhow, let's not go into that discussion now. So he says over here that would be a kli rishon, shehusam eish, and still be mevashel. That's why it says use the kli sheni. So now he says like this. This is Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. He says, from that, shma mina klat. I learned three things. Shma mina shemen yesh bishum bishu. I learned that it's a machlok over here with Rabbi Yehuda Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Is shemen got bishul or not? He says yes. Rabbi told me don't put the oil into the kli rishon. Afilu shu samin eish. That's really removed from the eish. That oil can be cooked. Veshmami, I learned another thing. Kli sheini and mevashel. That the second kli doesn't cook any longer because he's got to put oil in there. No problem. Veshmami na. And I heard a third halach. He says hefshero zehu bishulo. That just taking this oil and making it slightly warm, not even bringing it to a hot, hot, hot temperature, is already, it's bishul, like we said there, according to Rabbi Huda, in the first answer of Rabbi Yosef, right? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He said, you can't even do that, because it should be bishulo. Look at Rashi over here. Shema min ha-hefshero, the second last narrow lines, b'makom ha-ra'u le-bishul, where it could be cooked, zeh bishulo, daha la-hafshir, all I wanted to do was just basically mafshir. It was very congealed. I wanted to basically just make it into a liquid form. And he said, that's already considered bishul. I can't do it. So the Gemara says, hechi abirachi. The question now is, how could they discuss halocha in the bathhouse? That's what's troubling the Gemara now. We understand the halocha. But how do they discuss halocha in the bath? In a bathhouse, how do they discuss halocha? So hechi abirachi, look at Rashi. Hechi abirachi, the first one lines, lohorot hora'a shu davar torah benamechatz. How do they discuss halacha in the bathhouse? Pahama Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Do we know Rabbi Yochanan said, "B'chol makom mutar laharer, chutz ben amercha, chutz ben akise"? That you're allowed to laharer of Yashiv Divrei Torah. You can think or talk about Divrei Torah anywhere you want, other than the bathhouse and in the toilet. So Gemara says, maybe, you know what? V'chi taimer, we speak of all the time. V'chi taimer is that Gemara postulates, says, perhaps this is the answer, but we know in very little word, when the Gemara uses the term v'chi taimer, it means we're going to throw out a suggestion and we're going to knock it out. Right? So v'chi taimer b'lashon chol amalei. Maybe he didn't speak to me in Hebrew, he spoke to me in Aramaic, or he spoke to him in Babylonian, or in whatever language they spoke, not in Hebrew. And then maybe it's okay. But the Gemara says, well, how can you say that? Hamar Abayi, then Abayi say it. Vayim shel chol mutar l'omram b'lashon kodesh. Secular things you can say in Hebrew. Aval shel kodesh, asu l'omram b'lashon chol. But you can't discuss halacha speaking in a secular language. Right? How can we have this shiur in English? Right? Shouldn't we not have this shiur in English? According to the halacha, right? So he says, no, you know what? Afusha misurushan. When it comes to telling him not to do an isur, there it's a little bit different. So normally you can't hear Divrei Torah in the bathhouse, but the guy's about to do an isur. You can tell him, obviously, I'm doing the issue, that overrides talking in the bath. He wants to take that and be aware. The Amar Rabbi Huda, Amar Shmuel, Maase, with Talmidor, Shri Rabbi Meir, Shalom Rabbi Ben Amerchat, so Meir's student followed him to the bathhouse, Ubikesh La Diach Karka, Va'amar Lo Ein Me Dichin, right? And he wanted like some sort of respect over here, that when Rabbi Meir was a big Talmidor walking to the bathhouse, so they'd like wash the floor in front of him. And he said to him, remember the floors were made of sand. They weren't like our tiled floors or parquet or marble floors, right? They were sand floors. And he said, you can't wash it. What's the problem with washing floors on Shabbos? Because washing floors on Shabbos is you might basically be leveling out the holes because they got like all cracks in the sand. And by washing it out, you then basically equal it out. That's like, it's a problem of boiling. We'll get to that later in Shabbos. So the Sukhlo character said, okay, maybe I'll just like basically like wipe the floor. So I'm a little ansach, you can't do it either. So Almay, Fushem Isur Shani. So therefore, we see over here, just like in that case of the Remeir, to prevent him from doing an Isur, we said it was okay. Hachadami, Fushem Isur Osashani. All right, now, Amar Ravina, Shma Mina Mevasha Bechamet Tiberia Beshabbos Chayev. He says in a separate point, he says, yeah, even cooking with Chamet Tiberia is Chayev. Why? The Amar said to Rebbe, La'achar Gzaira Hava, Va'amar Le Tobekli Shani V'ten. He's assuming over here now that when we said that Chachamim were Matir bathing in Chamet Tiberia, we saw the previous Amud, they weren't able to withstand all these Surim. So I said, Chamet Tiberia, no problem, you can bath in. So it must be, if it was bathing on Shabbos, it must be it was bathing in Chamet Tiberia. That's a gross assumption, otherwise it would be Asur. He says, and we see over here that Bishul in Chamet Tiberia is also is Asur. Ta'amasa Rebbe Achar Gzairah Hava. Now, what do you mean Achar Gzairah, could Rashi? Achar Gzairah, she Gazur Azel, you couldn't sweat. Val Korchach, Bechamet Tiberia Hava. Ta'ave Rabbi Yishu, that's the whole story, obviously in Chamet Tiberia. Va'amaleh, Tobe Klishani, it's important to Klishani. Says the Aini, Bakom, you have Rabbi Chista, Mavasha Bechamet Tiberia, Bishas Patur. But the Rabbi Chista said that you can cook in Chamet Tiberia, you're Patur. Remember, we discussed it before in the Shir. In Shabbos, you got a couple of halachas. Patur means Patur, right? You got As Chayev, you got Asur, and you got Mutar, aval, you got Patur, Aval Asur, you Patur Makorban, Patur, but you still Asur to do it. And then you got Mutar, Mutar means you're allowed to do it. And yeah, he says Patur. Right, so you said to me a second ago, "Vashem b'chametz tiberia b'shabbos." He said, "Like this, the achay have." He said, "Like this, b'chametz tiberia chayev. Chayev means chayev karet or chayev malkot or chayev a korban." So he says, "And didn't Rabbi Chisda say Vashem b'chametz tiberia patur?" So he says, "You're up." It's saying patur here means patur. I was lasur, but patur, but not chayev. He says, "Ma chayev nami dekamar makat mardot." When I said chayev, I meant also well chayev from the rabbanan of makat mardot, not a korban or not. Another question, yeah? So we saw Rabbi Abai, the Shatban, he was floating in a bath. If he lifted his legs, he never lifted his legs. Obviously, he never lifted his legs. There would be Isur. The Tanya law is shot Adam, but you can't float in a pool full of water. If it's in your garden, it's going to be law kashia. How the late leg, you do know how the, it depends whether it got sides or not. We'll carry on tomorrow.